The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Gary Carmichael. This month's feature article entitled The Strange Fire Conference, Spiritual Discernment According to Calvinism, was written by and will be read by TBC Executive Director T.A. McMahon. And now, here's Tom.
Thanks, Gary. In October of 2013, John MacArthur and Grace Community Church hosted a conference to address what he and the other speakers believe are major errors in the teachings and practices of the charismatic and Pentecostal movements. The conference introduction states, quote, Strange Fire, part of Grace to Use Truth Matters conference series, evaluates the doctrines, claims, and practices of the modern charismatic movement and affirms the true person and ministry of the Holy Spirit, end of quote. 17 messages were presented and 2 Q&A sessions offered. Besides MacArthur, the speakers were R.C. Sproul, Steve Lawson, Conrad Mbewe, Tom Pennington, Phil Johnson, Nathan Busenitz, Justin Peters, Todd Friel, and Joni Erickson Tada. Prior to listening to all 19 of the presentations and carefully reviewing the transcripts of each talk, I hoped that the conference would add to the voices of discernment that have been addressing the false teachers of the Word Faith, Healing and Prosperity, and the Signs and Wonders movements. It's a huge problem worldwide and continues to grow. Nothing the speakers said was new to me or to the ministry of the Berean Call, but it was good to hear these issues addressed before an audience who wasn't necessarily aware of the mostly Trinity Broadcasting Network and Charisma cast of characters. Nearly 3 decades ago, I had the privilege of helping Dave Hunt with The Seduction of Christianity. That was a book in which we were heavily critical of the Word Faith movement, Prosperity Gospel, and Signs and Wonders teachings, which at the time made up most of what aired on so-called Christian television. Seduction was published in 1985. Dave's 1987 follow-up book, Beyond Seduction, further explained the scriptural errors of the false teachers. Similar books by other authors followed. A Different Gospel, 1988, by D.R. McConnell. The Agony of Deceit, 1990. Michael Horton was the editor. Charisma versus Charismania, 1992, by Chuck Smith. Charismatic Chaos, 1992, by John MacArthur. And Christianity in Crisis, 1993, by Hank Henegraaff. Seduction also motivated many of the apologetics ministries that focused on cults to address the cultic beliefs and practices that were influencing growing numbers of charismatic, Pentecostal, and evangelical churches. TBC has also continued to address such issues through our newsletter and website. The Internet has also given access to apologetic groups and individuals on websites, blogs, and via Facebook and Twitter, as many defend the faith. Sadly, in spite of all that contending for the faith, the number of false teachers, false teachings, and practices, along with their followers, continues to swell. As I began listening to the Strange Fire Conference presentations, it seemed odd to me that there was no reference to some of the long-established discernment ministries, such as Personal Freedom Outreach, Heroscope, Christian Witness Ministries, Midwest Christian Outreach, Watchman Fellowship, and many others that have addressed the conference's topic for years and no doubt supplied a good deal of the research for the content that was presented there. At this point, something very disturbing became clear. The primary thrust of the conference subject matter was cessationism, the belief that some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit ceased for the church after the apostles died, and was presented by Calvinists and for Calvinists. This was the modus operandi of the entire program. Reformed theology and Calvinism were set up as the screen through which the doctrines were evaluated. Under the banner of sola scriptura, the Bible alone, the speakers claimed to have the antidote for restraining the exponential growth of false spiritual teachings, rightly dividing the word of truth, God's word. No argument there. In fact, the good that came out of the conference took place when the Bible was, at times, rightly divided. Too often, however, the speakers deviated from the scriptures to support the doctrines and practices of men. That was not good. Many of them turned to theological systems such as Calvinism and Reformed theology. They leaned on fallible Calvinist icons as guardians of truth and were overtly biased against those outside the Reformed camp. The most damaging aspect was the confusion caused by the support of Calvinist cessationism. That's a double whammy error, in my view. Calvinism proving cessationism. In view of the stated objective of the conference, a launching platform for MacArthur's latest book, Strange Fire, The Danger of Offending the Holy Spirit with Counterfeit Worship, we agree that millions of professing and even true Christians have been duped by false teachers and spiritual con artists who prey upon those who are ignorant of what the Word of God teaches. Even a cursory glance at the activities surrounding these spiritual charlatans in the movement should reveal enough to ward off anyone with common sense. The conference speakers had no shortage of outrageous examples of what transpires in the name of the Holy Spirit, things that are laughable to non-Christians and grievously blasphemous to true believers. Over the decades, many have addressed the erroneous teachings and the deceitful purveyors of what could be characterized as spiritual debauchery in a circus atmosphere. But very few have been rescued from the delusion in comparison to those who have been swept into it. The chief reason, as was correctly communicated by some in the conference, is the preference in Christendom for subjective and experiential spirituality over a diligence in studying and obeying the objective Word of God, which is sola scriptura in actual practice. Why are Christians so easily drawn into false teaching? Perhaps they have an affinity for the temporal things of the world rather than the eternal. A desire for being spoon-fed the Scriptures rather than undertaking a disciplined reading of the Bible for themselves, and certainly the seductive power of the adversary in drawing Christians away from God's Word comes into play. In short, it's a combination of the world, the flesh, and the devil. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. In these days of increasing apostasy, had the conference addressed those issues strictly from the Bible, there would have been much to agree with, but that was far from the case. To begin with, the speakers reflected an us-and-them mentality. Us were all those in the Calvinist Reformed Cessationist camp. Them consisted of anyone who rejects the Calvinist Reformed Cessationist teaching, with the exception of the charismatic Calvinists, who at least were among the elect. Others were almost always marginalized by being indiscriminately thrown in with